exactly. If a woman,
the Kniyaka, in the Pasuk of Kedushim Tiyu writes that the Inyan of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael was specified, was specifically placed in this Makom, because just like we know before Matan Torah, this Pasuk says, Va'atem Tiyu Li Mamleches Kehanim V'Koi Kodosh, before Matan Torah, so Meir Zuk the Kliyaka Pshat, that before the Ramazim, the Medrash of Aseres Hadibros, before Torah, a person has to have in Yoni Kedusha. So we see from the Kliyaka of the tremendous Yisait that in order for a person to gain Torah, a first person to get closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there has to be some kind of Geder of Kedusha. We mentioned this earlier in the Shiurim that we said B'Shem Chazal, where the Gemara asks, why Dafka was the Parsha of Arayas next to the Parsha of Kedoshim? And we said, Kol Mokom Shetimtza Geder Erva Shom Timtza Kedusha, that whenever there's Erva, there's Inyonim, there's a Geder of Erva we mentioned, what's the Pshat in Geder Erva, there's also automatically Kedusha, which means that when a person builds himself a Geder, a person builds himself some kind of fence, so that sort of gets him closer to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's more Kedusha, and it leads eventually to Kedusha. We brought down a Sikur Dov Erva, a person coming close to an Erva, is Be'etzim and Itza, because it could lead to something of Gilui Arayos. I want to speak Be'ez Hashem today about the Inyan of Kol Isha, which again, Mamash Negei to everything we've been learning until now. We'll see Be'ez Hashem, Mamash the same Inyanim. Where does it start from? So there's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech brings down in Shir HaShirim over here in Perek Beis. Pasuk Gedalet, it brings over here, Ashmi'ini es Koleich, ki Koleich Orev Oma'arech. Sorry, read that, Nove. That's the pasuk over there. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Shir HaShirim. Now there's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Dalet, and the Gemara darshens this pasuk and says that from this pasuk we learn Omar Shmuel Kol Beisha Erva. It seems to be, we're going to have to be mindful what this means, that when a person hears a woman singing, again we have to explain what the Geder of singing is, when a person hears a woman singing, there's a type of an Erva, whatever that means. Again, we have to be mazbit. The Torah Tamima over here on the Pasuk says very interesting. The Torah Tamim explains that the coil of Isha is something that's Einoi Motsoi. It's not something you're used to hearing. And therefore, Ma'oira Halev. So we see from the Torah Tamim a stickle of Geder, which again is going to be enough. Gemina La'alocha La'maisa. That when it comes to the Nyonim of Kol Isha, the Pshat is that it's something that you don't normally hear. Something you're not accustomed to. And something you don't normally hear could arouse certain feelings within a person, could lead a person to Geder of Erva and to the Inyonim of Arayis that we've spoken about in the past. Ish, Kol Be'isha, most of the Shaitim Stom will give you answering, we'll take afterwards as many questions as you want. Kol Be'isha Erva, Taraisa, Durabonon. What's the Shaitim? When a person listens to a woman singing, is he Erva and it's a Taraisa? Or is it a Durabonon? Most Rishonim hold it's an Issa Durabonon. Pashto, that's Pshat in the Rambam. Many poskim as well. The Torah brings it in Eben Ezer, Simon Chof Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch Pashto, the Nishmas Odom and Kal Dalet. The Kafachayim and Simon Ein Hein Aruchayim, Sikot Mechov Zayin. That Pashto, we're dealing with an Issa de Rabbonon. Toichot Chomo, but it's an Issa de Rabbonon. There are Rishonim that hold it Daraisa. Some of the poskim as well, some of the Gedolei Achronim, is Techemet, Merechas Kuf, Klam and Beis, brings them a Chloikas a poskim. If Kol Isha is Daraisa de Rabbonon, there are those that hold it Daraisa. Whatever you hold, it's a Daraisa de Rabbonon, it's a very Chomor Issa. We're dealing with Arayis, and whenever we're dealing with Arayis, automatically we're dealing with Hirhurim. And as we know, the Gemara tells us in Brachos Yibes that Achrei Einechem means Zuhira Haveira. So Hira Be'etzim is a Shaila V'Doraisa, which means even if you hold that the Kol Isha itself is only a Durabanon, but what could come off as a spin-off from listening to women singing is automatically a Shaila V'Hiru, and Memele Hiru, as we know the Gemara Darshans, is a Shaila V'Doraisa, Achrei Einechem, which we've spoken about here once before, again exactly what the Gedarim are. Okoponim, we're dealing with very, very serious Inyonim. Before we go to the singing Inyon, is there an Issa to hear a woman speak? What does it mean, koil be'isha erva? What's the gather of a koil? What's the gather? Speaking, singing, humming, whistling, making drums, playing the guitar, playing the piano. What's the gather of a koil be'isha? So it's interesting. You go through the Gemara, you find a very interesting machlokes in Shas. There seems to be a steer in the Gemaras. There seems to be a steer in the Gemara in Bamatzi and a Gemara in Kedushin. If a person is allowed to ask shoyl from a woman, a person is allowed to say hello to a woman. So there's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Omar Shmuel, Ein shaylin b'sholem isha klal. Never allowed to say hello to a woman. And then the Gemara brings kol b'isha erva. It's also even al yidei baila. That means even to ask a husband, remember a married woman, to ask a husband, how's your wife, or you know, give her my regards, b'chule b'chule, shalim ish is ish. Person shouldn't do it. That's as though stating the Gemara Kedushin Daf Ayin. However, there's something else. If you're asking her welfare, then it's something else. We're talking about shalom b'isha alidei baila. According to the Gemara in Ervin, in Kedushin is also. There's a Gemara in Bamitzia. The Gemara in Bamitzia pays anim and olive. Brings down also Shmuel ain't shalim b'isha klal, and then the Gemara says only by an odom zot, only by a strange person. However, through the husband is mutar. So the Chori of Stira in the Gemara in Kedushin says you're not allowed to ask hello from a woman even through the husband. The Gemara in Bamitzia says even with the husband is going to be mutar. What's the pshat? So the Marsha asks the Stira. The Marsha in Bamitzia with their pezayin, Kedusha Godes explains. That like this, he says like this: if there's a tzoyer to speak to the woman to say hello to whatever reason it is, then it's muta. Chazal never said dibur beisha is an erva. They said koil beisha is an erva. Mimela, it means look, the marshan is touching up what the isha kol beisha erva is. He's touching it to mean koil means you get hana. When you get benefit, when you get a hanah from the woman, her voice, then that's considered to be koil beisha erva. Says the Marsha, that's about the chilah between the two gemaras. In one gemara, when it says it's muta, who's talking about her voice alone, which is muta, and the other one was talking about when you're hearing more of a sound of her voice, getting hanah from it, that's about going to be the issa. Now, there's an interesting Rashba. The Rashba in Brochas Dav Chof Daled brings a ravid and explains that koil beisha means kiruv das. That means when a person hears a woman singing, he gets a kiruv das again, he feels closer to her. Masha'in, can you hear her speaking? It's pashtus, you don't get any kiruv das from that. And that's again what the Yisoid of the Torah Tamimim was telling us. The Torah Tamimim that we just mentioned before said that the Yisoid of koil b'isha erev is the pshat, it's a kosher eina motzoi. It's not something you normally find. Whereas speaking of a woman, you always hear. And therefore, that's the reason why there's a chilek between speaking and there's a chilek between singing.
Shouldn't it depend on what you're speaking?
Oh, there is a chilek. If you're speaking dvarim, we're not discussing that. That is also kalash roish boy. But to hear her voice, to understand what she's saying, as opposed to have kabbalah to listen to her actual voice, then there's no issa b'chlal.
No, but it's just her actual voice.
1 second. Is there any issa l'maisa to hear a woman speaking? Very interesting. The Beis Yosef in Orchaynesim and Ayin Hay, where he discusses the inyanim of kol b'isha erva, so the Beis Yosef brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says kol b'isha erva. Right, and then he says, "Look, Rabbeinu Yoina pshat." Rabbeinu Yoina says, "Honey, Mili, that's when you're talking about if she's singing, if there's a melody, if there's music going on." Obazuk, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Beis Yosef, if you just the speaking alone is no problem whatsoever, and that's the Ramah. The Ramah lahaloch in Aruchaim 79 Hesiv Gimel Paskins that to hear her voice, there's no issa bechlal, and as they pass in Aruch Hashulchan lahaloch in the that to hear the woman's voice, now again, Avada, we mean it, you're hearing it to hear what she's saying. If you're hearing it in order to have Hana, that's the Gemara we brought all the way in the beginning of the Shiurim. If a person hears the voice, can they get Hana? That's Avada Asa, that's a Shaila from Hiurim. But a very regular hearing of a woman's voice is no problem whatsoever, Pialocha, because you're hearing over there. Now, with Moshe as a tshuva, you know, Chaim, Chedit Dalet, Simitas Vov, and he says, Lamaisa, we find Raya's all over the Torah. The Torah brings Raya's. Ho Raya, Zukla Moshe, but also Avchot. The Bnei Salafra came to Moshe Rabbeinu to complain. Now they spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mestoma Moshe Rabbeinu, how could they were saying? Zuk Moshe, what do we see? Klar rise from the Torah. There's no issa in hearing a woman to speak Bechlal. Now, the Mishabura says, as we mentioned before, see, gotten Yudches in 79, hey, to have Hana from the woman, that's a Vadasa. To have Hana from the voice, if you enjoy hearing her speak, so you ask her to speak more and more, and you get into conversation in order to enjoy her voice, and she's only speaking, then it's a Shaila Mamash and Issa, even though she's not singing. Because you're getting Hana, the Mishabura says to get Hana is a Vadasa. Enoch and Abbas Nichal in this, because we'll see in a moment it comes one from the other. So therefore, that's why a person has to be careful. But again, simply here, a person when he goes to my colleague, the woman serving over there, you do not have to close your ears. Again, there are grace you could do him at Takadid. We said, we brought down the stipler. The stipler wouldn't even read a woman's writing. He held to read a woman's writing. Was there some kind of gedder? So again, there are people that are machamim. Shemaiah, for example, will never hear a woman speak. He has a special padded room where he learns in his study that he will never be able to hear a woman speaking. because that's what he wanted to get out of. It's a shayla. So again, la halacha and ma'aseh, there's no problem bechlal. There are machmirim. I have to tell you, there are machmirim. There are machmirim lema'aseh. There are machmirim. The Yam Shel Shloimeh, for example, in Kedusha Migza Maram, that wants to be machmir by the koil, by the voice. Right? The Marshal is takacholik on that. Me'iri is also mashma that it could be an issue as well. Lema'aseh, there are midas chassidus for a person maybe not to get involved in the inyan of hearing lema'aseh. But again, la'alacha lema'aseh, there's no issue to hear her speaking b'chal. There is a shayla revosna about hearing a woman give a shay. A fellow came to me recently, he says to me, you know, Baruch Hashem, there's lots of women give gevaldige shiurim apparently. Mamash gevaldige shiurim, the noshim azoicha, to go some to gevaldige, unbelievable shiurim by the women. And they give sometimes a starke shiurim. My wife told me recently there's a shiur that she went to that the woman was mamash holding him in all the marmakramias, everything balpeh, this shas and the gemara, and they were asking, thank you, yeskin. It's unbelievable. So sometimes you want to maybe you want to hear the shiur. So the answer was in the shiur, if a man is allowed to hear a woman giving a shiur. So, lachayrapi, what we just learned right now, there's no issa. I'm not getting it to have Hano. It's for sure not. And she's speaking. Hano from the Torah is Mutter. Hano from the voice is the Issa.
There's no way I can be allowed.
1 second. The field of Mishabura that we just mentioned, there's no Issa. She's speaking. I'm not listening to have Hano from her voice, and therefore there's no Issa. However, Zuk the Pais can like this. And this is very posh. When a person gives a shay, Lahoya, you don't give straight one tone shay. You go up, you go down, make it exciting, see a story, you go blah, 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 blah. Get the mice. That turns into a little bit of a tune. And that's a problem. That could maybe be a kol b'isha ergo, because it could be a type of a tune. And therefore you have to know, me'ikedin kubin is a mokum to say that it's mutter, especially if it's like some kind of, I don't know what the right word is to say, but a
flat note.
Well, yeah, flat note, whatever, we've got to be careful. About Koponim Lemaise, she's a very exciting speaker, and they start, you know, making, and they do, they mention Gemaras, and they start, you know, making answer myself, the whole thing is the Shaila of Kobe Sheriffus. Now let's go now to the singing. That was the speaking. What about the actual singing itself? So, first of all, we have to mention Azoi. We have to mention like this. Oh, we have to mention. Did have another page.
It's a recording.
Oh, we have to get to that. We have to get to the Maisa. They have an interesting shaila like this. Okay, so.
The Bima.
So, if not, not. The Maisa is like this. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch has to say. We'll go back to singing, right? Speaking, we spoke about, what about singing? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mufurish and Eben Ezra, Simon Chavaluf, Sivaluf, as we mentioned before, Tzoruch Odom, Nesrachi, Manoshim, Mo'id, Mo'id, and then it says, V'osu Lishmo'id, Koil Erevah. Person's not allowed to listen to Koil of the Erevah. Now the Shaila is, what does that mean? Is the Pshat, the Big Chakirich has enough Gemin al Alocha, is the Pshat that the Koil, the singing of a woman, is an Erevah? That itself is a type of erva, just like a person not to look at a woman, so to not to listen to her voice, because it's a type of erva. Or do we say no? Really, there's no be'etzem problem with listening to a woman singing, just it's going to cause hihurim. And hihurim is a shayla from Daraisa. Person has to be careful. That's the chakirin. And let me give you two nafkaminas, which are very interesting. Nafkamina number one, how about if I don't know who this is that's singing? Go to a restaurant, and they're playing a tape in the back here of women singing. I don't know who these people are. I've never met them, I don't know what they look like, anything whatsoever. If the pshat is this alter erva, it's a matter of gemina. If I know who she is, I wonder what she looks like. It's an erva, a woman is singing, asa. Or but if the pshat, no, it's not that the woman's voice is an erva, but by listening to the voice, I'll come to have him hear him, but I don't know what she looks like. Then it would be motor.
Imagination.
It could be, but it's not in a doma. In a doma when I see it, lemaisa. That's one.
He spoke about the Nafizara's. No.
That he tries to give you something, he get nothing.
Yeah, you get
the voice. Okay, I hear. You could sign a no. The Hihurim only come when you see something. I didn't see anything but Chalas, nothing, no mosh, no physical, nothing. You could dream of anything when you walk on the street. What's the Issa? You're right, it starts off something going. That's one side of the Hihira. Or you could tie in another Nafkamini would be, how about if it comes from a tape recorder? How come it comes from a CD, MP3? How about it comes from a whatever, something not live? So if the vote, if it's als erva, that the voice of the woman is better than erva, so you could say, I'll be physics, I'll be longness, that the voice that I'm listening to from a CD is not really her voice. Remember, it's not erva. Because only when it's a real erva, so here's not an erva. Or if the pshat is, no, hihurim, I'm going to hear a voice, I'm going to start thinking what she looks like, this and the other, it's a matter of demeanor, if it's a voice, it's not a voice. Hey, I'm hearing a woman singing, it's going to cause hihurim. So, lemaisa, it's a machlokes. This chakir that we just mentioned is a machlokes, hapoiskim, the chidah, which is brought also in the Shazdrum as Kinyan Derech Hanekalot, says that the woman's voice is Be'etzim and Erevah. Be'etzim, hearing the woman's voice, that is an Erevah. It's like a person not allowed to look at an Erevah. To hear the Erevah is exactly the same Madreig. However, the Agos Maimini, the Rabbi Nochananel, the Prima Godim, and others want to learn. No. Be'etzim is a Shaila, it's Asa. Why is it Asa? Because of Yehurim. So since we've got both poskim, but both ways, so mele, both of hakiris that we just mentioned will chayav be a problem lemaisa. Now there are tsirufim to be makel, which means again, before we get to the tsirufim to be makel, halacha lemaisa be simple shulchan aruch poskim to hear a woman singing, whether it's on a CD, it's on an MP3, whether it's live or not live, is absolutely no nafkamina lalocha, because we paskin like both shitas of the poskim that we mentioned, that A, it's an erva, and B, it's also going to be I'll see who in the melee with Paskin both. Now there are certain kulas. For example, there is a sheet that holds only if the woman's mamash in front of you. It's a baya. Ravadi and Yabiya Oimen Chenik Alav as a gan to chuva that he tiny is if you once saw a picture and you know what she looks like, even if right now she's not in front of you, it's still going to be an Isra as well. There are those that tiny that actually is a mockum to say that if it's on a tape there's more leichter. Again, Rabbi Sid Aloch and a Maisa Abada, like I said, with Paskin at both sheetas, which would mean that to say that a person's even a mamash is a derais every time in this, I don't know if you can say that, because there are sheetas that hold both ways, but La Locha, we paskin that Kobish Erba applies even on a tape, even a CD, we paskin the Urim, we paskin else. Erba made it's a problem, yeah.
If you have a tape, according to halachically, you have a tape, but you don't know what she looks like, at the same time, it's a recording.
So you got both milers?
You got both.
Again, but if you hold that Kobish of you haven't got both milers as well. The most of the Puskam Machma over there also. Person Machmed, why? Because a person gets Yehurim, even like David said, very good. A person could get the Yehurim, even if he doesn't know what she looks like. But you hear the actual voice is already something. I mentioned before, it should come out to be okay. The voice come Machmed. Now, which age does it start from? Which often is a very, very big nafkamina where a person has, you know, nephews and nieces and they has sister-in-laws and whatever, and they're singing at the table, all these sorts of shailas. These are shailas of Kol Bishop. People don't often think about that. Kol Bishop, everybody knows is the CDs and the tapes and the music, all these things. What about simply sitting around the table and there's women over there singing? Right, you go to a place where there's women are singing over there. So you have to know, the Maisa, first of all, poshut. Even a single girl, the Mishtabur Paskin Zalocha, a single girl is Nichla and the Issa, Pnuya, and rather to have enough of what she's singing is an Issa Gomel. There are persons that hold it starts from 3, some hold from 6, most persons can hold already from 9. Rav Moshe says you can be Meikel B'Shas Adfak until she's 11 years old, unless she's a sister-in-law, which is Mamacha Erva, and she should be Machmer from 6. Okay, sisters. It's a tremendous machloikas haposkim if brothers and sisters can sin together, right? The Maisa, the Falk, in his Sefer, on Tznius writes you can be Mako by sisters, he has rias to it. That Maisa by sisters of other, there's a mokum to be Mako. Humming and whistling is Nichlal in Kol Be'ish Erev, that's Poshut. There is a shine in the poskim of women play instruments, if playing instruments is included in Kol Be'ish, even though they're not rabbits coming out their mouth, but it's a kankan to chason of Tznius, the Maisa, there's no Issa to hear a woman play music. Sorry? Taxi. You walk into a taxi and the taxi is playing woman music. Do you have the right to ask him, can you please, I'm trying to work on my shaviv in midas, I'd like you to switch off the music, please. Right? So you should know, by the way, people are often embarrassed at these things. It's nishtazoi. The dogma was once, I once had to go to a chasna that wasn't in Yerushalayim area, was one of these weird places in the middle of nowhere, and it wasn't unfortunately very from people. So the music that they were playing was obviously not going to be great. They had a DJ there specifically from Tel Aviv to make sure the music was going to be top notch. That happened to be the beginning of the chasna, and there were a few Haredi black hatters over there that happened to be, had to go for certain reasons for the chuppah and the beginning of the dinner, and then obviously we had to go out by the time the lights started flashing all over the place. So Lemaisa, at the beginning of the time over there, so I remember what happened is, it wasn't me, it was somebody else, I have to admit, somebody else did it for me, and he actually went over to this DJ, right, who was a Tel Aviv DJ, so you can imagine what he looked like, you can imagine the type of music he was ready to play that night. And he went over and said, listen, we're here for the next 20 minutes. 20 minutes? Can I ask you please to play, you know, men singers, at least, you know, he's not going to ask the Jewish music, but at least men singers, male singers, so we shouldn't have any problems. And he expected the guy to start, who knows what's going to, okay, no problem. And it was amazing. He was actually respected very much where he came from. Say it nicely. Also, they respect you. They respect you. If that's what you hold, maybe they don't agree with you. But that's what you hold, then that's what they do. And that guy's what he did. He was playing just music for the first 20 minutes. I'll call upon him. When it comes to the taxi, by the way, in America, the law, by law, the New York taxi consumer rights, I check this out, that you have the right to ask a taxi driver for a music-free ride. That's by right, by law. There's no shine about it, Bachlal. But the Maisa, there is a mockum if you can't do that for whatever reason. There's a mockum to be made. Number one.
He's not allowed to turn it on.
He's not allowed to turn it on. You've got in there, it's already on.
Yeah.
You're saying you're asking by law to turn it off. Let's say, for example, you can't turn them a thing
off.
Yeah,
you could.
Whatever it is, you didn't turn the thing off. I left there's a mockum about it to be makel, but the eved, when you've got no other choice, A, you don't know what she looks like, B, it's only a tape, C, you've got no choice, 3, have no kavanah to be havanah from it, and then about it, there's a mockum, be the eved, if you're in that matzav, to be makel. But again, in the regular case, the chatzilah by side, about it, we try not to get involved in these inyonim. And I want to end, mamash, with this inyon, because this ends the sugya of the shurim that we were giving based on what we've spoken about here, and that's basically like this. We've Sol Salanta says, and this is what we've been learning. Rabbi Sol Salanta says, a person has often tests, a person has its horrors, and they have to overcome, and it's difficult. So Rabbi Sol Salanta, a person has to do two things. Number one, to maximize Yirah Shemayim, and number two, minimize in your mind the difficulty of the test. When you do these two things, Rabbi Sol Salanta, it makes everything much easier. When a person feels from the beginning that I can't overcome my Yetzirah, it's too difficult. Every time I go in the street, this one's there, that one's there. I can't control my eyes. It's very, very hard. There's music, this, that, the other. It's enjoyable, whatever it is. Lemaisa, a person can give up before he even began. So maybe when a woman comes along, he looks straight away. Why? Because it's anyway too difficult for me. No. The pshat is before it begins. We mentioned this already in one of the Eitzes before. Before it begins, a person say, it's not so difficult. I could manage it. Shayach to go. At the same time, if a person adds on, maximizes his Yirah Shemayim, were to recognize a very important yisoid. That in a chanami, the schar and the reward for a person when he looks away from a woman, or when he doesn't hear what he's not meant to be hearing. Avada, the schar and shemayim is unbelievable with that, we're not getting into. But it's going to improve your life in this world. It's going to improve how you live in Olam Hazeh. Forget about Olam Haba, that's Avada coming to you. But Olam Hazeh in this world, you'll have a much more enjoyable time. And the Meister, they bring down one of the famous Hasidic Rebbes, they didn't say who it is, says a wonderful thing. He brings down that a modern guy, a modern Orthodox young man, came to him once, and he said to him, if Shmiris Einayim is a very, very difficult thing to achieve. That's what he asked the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, you know what I answered him? I answered, you know how pleasurable it is for me to live my own life without being a slave to everything around me. Without being a slave to have to look at every single thing that you see in the street, you become a free person not by being bound, by always having to look and always having to look more, and if you didn't get enough, have to look somewhere else, this, that and the other. It becomes something that be'etzem goes inside you. And we have to end avada with the mitzvah. How can we not end with this mitzvah? We're taking on Gedolim, the Tzvah, the end, Mamash, the last Tzvah, and the Sechtes Kedushin brings that V'chein Hilchasa, that Kol Kefi Masha Odom Maki Ba'atzmoy. When it comes to Arayas, a person has to know himself. In Rovo Lasso Chokha Li Yitzroi Oysa. If a person knows that, for example, on a certain street, there's something over there that's not good, even though La Locha, there's no Sha'il and Shulchan Aruch, he's allowed to go. But as Ukhtar Mitzvah, if you know yourself that you're going to get yourself into matzah when you go to a certain restaurant, a certain place, a certain spot, and you're going to come into problems, Tafimu Stakel, Bebigdi Tzivonim Sharisha. Right, we know from the Gemara, we know from the Shulchan Aruch, to look at a woman's clothing, even when it's not on her, if you're makiha, it's about the Issa Mamish. If your person knows himself, and he knows how difficult it is, then the Maisa, he has to make Gedorim, he has to make Gedorim. And again, as we mentioned so many times, Avada the Ben Torah's avoid it is to work on himself. It gets difficult sometimes, a person can fall, a person can be nishka, whatever it is, but a person should pick himself up and say, no, this is only for my Te'eles, this is my Te'eles of Avoid this Hashem. And the Maisa, if you do that, Beis Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlomo should give us all a tremendous, tremendous Siyat Dishmaya, especially if we came together to learn all these halachas, and tomorrow Beis Hashem will be halachas of Yichud, that we should get a tremendous Siyat Dishmaya Shemaya to avoid to make sure that we shame our eyes and avoid the Be'ez Hashem become closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Tomorrow, we'll see you, Be'ez Hashem.